Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
As we talk to you from the Scouting Combine in Indianapolis, a reminder that you can get all the latest breakdowns of what happened, why it happened, what does it mean over at LandryFootball.com. So take advantage of the scouting season offer that we have on LandryFootball.com today. It will get you not only through this scouting, the draft and free agency period, but it'll take you all the way through next football season. So make sure that you do that. Subscribe, like, and share the Landry Football Podcast Network. But as we're here at the Combine and we're obviously focusing on the workouts, there's a lot of information that goes on, as you well know by now as a football fan. It's a convention of sorts where there's a lot of dialogue that goes on pre-free agency as the league year is close to starting and loads of information is going to start to come out about signings, potential signings. We're going to start with the deadline for franchise tags, but there'll be some trade talks as well. And trades can be a way to jumpstart a roster, either by shipping a player off for draft picks or grabbing a veteran for a draft pick. Trading for a veteran can be one of the biggest market inefficiencies in the league, a way to add a player at a below market price. That's usually a better move for contending teams or one looking to get there quickly. Today, not focusing on those teams. Instead, want to look at some trade ideas for teams that I've been discussing with teams here that struggled in 23, that could use the boost for this upcoming season. So we're going to get to a couple of them here. So let's take a look at some teams' trades that might help struggling teams. The Chargers, coming with Jim Harbaugh as the head coach into this offseason, they need cap room cleared. They need, quite frankly, roster cleared. They need an infusion of young players to go along with some of the core. They've got their quarterback. They'll have a new attitude. They'll have a new culture. They'll be much better coached, but they need a roster infusion. If they could trade Khalil Mack back to the Bears, when they were building their star-studded defense, they acquired Mack for the Bears for a second-round pick and a third-round pick. Mack did his part, starting all 34 games in the past two seasons, after injuries cut short his final year in Chicago. Now the Chargers are in transition. Many of the team's big cap hits must be altered by trade, release, or restructure. Mack is at the top of the list, with a $38.5 million cap hit on the final year of his contract. If the Chargers trade him before March 16th, when a $5.5 million roster bonus is due, the team would clear $23.25 million in cap space. Clearing that space is necessary because the Chargers are about $35 million over the cap in effective space. Trading cap.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Trading Mac would reduce the cap, would create more playing time for 23 second round pick Tuli Tuipulotu, who was second on the team in pressures and sacks behind Mac. The Bears have cap space and can use another pass rusher to pair with Montez Sweat. Chicago showed it has no problem making aggressive trades when it acquired Sweat at the deadline. Mac shouldn't cost more than a day three pick due to his age. He's 33 and 1 year remaining on his contract. Chicago could take on his salary for 24 and potentially a roster bonus. So I think this would help the Chargers by giving them more cap room and giving them a pick that they might be able to parlay and to move up or get somebody that they like that slips a little bit in the draft. Mac is not the 17 sack player. His raw totals would suggest for 23, but his 22 quarterback hits rank 17th. He added 10 passes defended as a way to create more disruption. Chicago doesn't have much edge depth outside of Sweat, and Mac's addition would not force them to forego drafting a pass rusher. That's crucial since the value comes more in day two range rather than the top 10 picks that the Bears own. Atlanta Falcons. I've gone back and forth on this, and I don't get the sense that the Falcons are leaning on doing this. But I do think, considering Justin Fields, trade for him is something they need to look hard at. They're in a precarious spot when it comes to quarterback, with the likelihood the new coaching staff wants to move on from Desmond Ridder, who's not a starting caliber quarterback. Even the old coaching staff that drafted him realized that they made a mistake. They'll need a new quarterback without a clear path to grab one. They have the 8th overall pick. I don't know. It really would depend upon what they think of a J.J. McCarthy, a Bo Nix. Probably a little high for at least one of them. I'm not sure how they have those guys graded. Fields' compensation could be around a Sam Darnold price. That second, fourth round pick in the following year's draft when the Jets traded him to the Panthers in April of 21. Those future picks are often diminished around in value. However, Fields is a better player to this point in his career than Darnold was, which should keep present-day value closer to a second-round pick this year. Fields has 24 and 25 fifth-year options at $26.6 million remaining on his contract. A decision on that option will be needed by March. It's possible an acquiring team could take the Green Bay Packers Jordan Love approach. That would mean agreeing to a 2-year contract that gives a bit more money now in a signing bonus and lessens the fully guaranteed in the 25 figure in case things don't work out. In Atlanta's offense, Fields and Bijan Robinson could form a dangerous duo. They've got to get more speed. They've got Drake London and Kyle Pitts who have pass catching ability, but they don't have people that have a lot of speed at receiver.
Okay, round 2. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
New offense coordinator Zach Robinson comes from Sean McVay's tree. His offense could use a lot of motion, play action bootlegs, creating open lanes in the middle of the field. It makes some sense to me. A couple of more that I was thinking about. Denver. I expect them to be active, or at least trying to be active. Trading away Jerry Jeudy, there are a few receiver needy teams that could be interested, because this is more of a pave the path of the future move. Jeudy is set to play the 24 season on a fifth-year option at $12.99 million. Trading Jeudy would clear that entire guaranteed salary for a team more than $20 million over the cap. Wide receiver Tim Patrick, who had back-to-back season-ending injuries, could also be moved, but he's more likely to be cut. Because of Jeudy's draft stock, teams will be interested in his services, even if he has not lived up to the billing of a 15th overall pick. Jeudy's movement skills hasn't translated into crisp route running, throwing off timing with multiple quarterbacks. He struggled to consistently beat man coverage when not just running past cornerbacks, especially out wide. His skill set could be better if he was suited as a complementary piece in a more established offense. So if he, you know, if he's traded, the destination would be more likely to a desperate team hoping to unearth the number one receiver. Trading Jeudy would clear more playing time for younger receivers like Marvin Mims, who can act as a vertical threat. Jeudy is in the Broncos offense. Mims has a limited route tree as a rookie, but he was explosive as a returner. The Broncos invested in him by trading up in the second round of the 23 draft. In a limited sample, Mims had the highest yards per route run on outside the Broncos this past season. Brandon Johnson, a 22 undrafted free agent, flashed in his limited snaps. He had six catches for 20 or more yards and four touchdowns and just 22 receptions. Cortland Sutton can handle a bigger role rather than splitting targets with Jeudy. Both had less than 19% of the team's targets in 23. Sutton's raw numbers were down, along with struggles of Denver's offense overall, but he was really good in the red zone. And the last one I was thinking, the Cardinals. Getting a playmaker at receiver. Trading for a T. Higgins or a Stephon Diggs. You could throw Brandon Ayuk in there too. But that would be an intradivisional trade that I don't think would happen. The idea for the Cardinals is to add another wide receiver on top of a potentially drafting a Marvin Harrison, and can use the 27th or 35th overall pick to swing a trade. You could get an elite receiver, better player than you would get at 27 or 35, combine them with a Marvin Harrison or a Malik Nabers, and then you're off and running at receiver with helping your quarterback. They've got about $40 million in cap space, allowing them to absorb the cost of a franchise tag for T. Higgins or the salary of a Stephon Diggs, which will be around $21.8 million for 24. Even after the Bengals tagged Higgins, they could trade him with no dead money and use the high draft pick to replace him with the team.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Prepares to top of the market extension for Jamar Chase. It's going to be, look, let's just call it what it is. What they're going to have to pay for Jamar Chase, they can't pay him and T. Higgins and keep the rest of the team together. Diggs and Bill's relationship is rocky, and the receiver might want a fresh start. I would not be as excited about giving up for Diggs, but it might be another option. They should try to extend Higgins. Arizona should, if they will make a deal, which would lower his cap hit for the next season. Diggs still has 4 years remaining on an extension signed in 22, but will only have $3.5 million in guarantees after 24. Either receiver would give the Cardinals a boost in the downfield passing game, although, as I said, I trust Higgins a lot more than I trust Diggs. And the downfield passing game was lacking with Kyler Murray returning during the second half of the season. His efficiency per play among quarterbacks was really poor, one of the worst in the league. Some of that rust on timing throws to the intermediate area of the field, no question, but wouldn't hurt to add a receiver who can dominate in that area. Having a group of Diggs or Higgins to pair with Marvin Harrison Jr., Trey McBride, or Michael Wilson to give the Cardinals an offense with enough firepower to hang into the NFC West. The division features three of the top 10 offenses in efficiency per play. Trading for and drafting a wide receiver would allow the Cardinals to go heavy on defense in free agency and after their top pick in the draft. This is where depth and value line up to fix a defense that tried some fun things but ranked very, very poorly. In fact, 32nd in efficiency per play. So those are some thoughts. There are more trade conversations and thoughts, and we'll have that for you at LandryFootball.com. So make sure that you come on board at LandryFootball.com by taking advantage of our scouting season offer today. If you like football, you're going to love LandryFootball.com. If you you like college football, we've got free agency. We've got transfer portal recruiting. Just like in the NFL, we've got the draft and free agency covered. LandryFootball.com. Check it out today. Take advantage of our scouting season offer. We'll take you through 12 months, the remainder of the offseason, all the way through next football season. So check it out today. Also, a reminder to subscribe, like, and share the Landry Football Podcast Network on Apple, on Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts. Appreciate you joining us. Talk to you again next time, everybody.
Hey, have you heard the Virginia Lottery has a new Willy Wonka golden ticket scratcher that has a top prize of $100,000?
Tell that to my automated golden ticket scratcher apparatus. You simply put the ticket in here, and the machine scratches it for you. And while we wait, we can play the Willy Wonka golden ticket online game with a top prize of $1 million. Just visit VALottery.com or use the lottery app.
That's one impressive scratcher apparatus.
Use it whenever. What's mine is yours. But hands off the scratcher. That Willy Wonka golden ticket is all mine.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.